I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us. Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies a People, is a documentary film inspired by the book of the same title by Dr. Jack Shaheen. It chronicles the stereotypical depiction of Arabs in movies and on television. Next week, on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, Shaheen will attend a screening of the film on the MSU campus. The event is on Thursday, September 11th at 5:30 p.m., room 145 of the Communication Arts and Sciences Building. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Jack Shaheen about Real Bad Arabs. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Real is spelled R-E-E-L in the title.
Indeed.
Here. You know, Hollywood has not been kind to Arabic characters. They're almost always the bad guy, especially in recent stories that focus on terrorism. Jack Shaheen says the arts have depicted Arabs this way for decades.
The real Arab, the R-E-E-L Arab, is really the TV Arab, the comic book Arab, the editorial cartoon Arab. What we have really are images of sameness. Arabs are projected primarily in our culture as villains. If they're not terrorists, they're oil sheikhs who finance terrorism or who go around looking for blondes to seduce. They're usually boisterous bargainers in a souk. They live in a primitive land. They act pretty much like barbarians, always out to kill us, namely people, innocent people in the West, as well as one another. And women are projected pretty much the same. They have almost no identity at all. They're either boisterous belly dancers or sort of like shadows in the background. Occasionally we see them as terrorists. And what we really never see, and they're always subservient to the man, and most of the time they're mute. And what's just as dangerous is the fact that we never see them as fellow human beings. You know, one of our finest journalists, the late Edward R. Murrow, used to say, what we do not see is as important, if not more important, than what we do see. And we almost never see an Arab man and an Arab woman happily married with children in the playground, doing pretty much the same things as we do, wanting the same things as we do, sort of sharing a common humanity. And this exclusion of their humanity and the emphasis primarily only on the negative gives way to, that's why the bad is in the Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies the People. It took about 20 years, actually, to write the book, because I kept coming across, you know, more than 1,000 movies. And I didn't, you know, assign these films to graduate students or research assistants. I took the time and made the effort to view each and every one of those films myself, with the assistance of my wife, to make sure that you know, they would be as, you know, what I wrote was as accurate as possible. And you know, you can't really talk about stereotyping of people unless you have the evidence, and that was my goal, really, is to sort of make readers, particularly young people, aware of the stereotype, and through the awareness, hopefully there will be a change.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about going way back to silent films and The Sheik, where he's depicted as a Lothario sort of a character. It may be stereotypical, but it isn't necessarily negative. Is that an aspect of your story here?
Well, The Sheik, you know, the problem is, I mean, a lot of people like yourself, a lot of informed people, think that it's not negative, but he's not really an Arab. You know, he's an Englishman in Arab garb. And the Arabs in the film are really the bad guys. They're the villains, and it's sort of like Lawrence of Arabia. You know, it's Lawrence. It's not necessarily Faisal who triumphs in that particular film. The early images, they were mostly Bedouin bandits who attacked the legionnaires in their forts. You know, the legion would set up a fort in the middle of the desert, and you would have these guys wearing these white bedsheets, sort of screaming and yelling, attacking the fort, sort of like Native Americans in Westerns, you know, with war paint on their faces, attacking the U.S. cavalry in their forts. The images are very much the same.
Do you only touch on how Arabs from the Middle East are depicted in film, or do you also examine depictions of Arab Americans?
No, I don't look at Arab American images, although I mention them, and occasionally I do refer to them. I focus primarily on Arabs in the Middle East. I talk a lot about now in my new book, Guilty, Hollywood's Verdict on Arabs After 9/11, and then the preface of the new edition of my Real Bad Arabs book, I talk about up-and-coming Arab-American filmmakers. You know, there's a young lady from a couple of young women from the Detroit area, Rola Nashif and Jackie Saloom, who have made documentaries and features, and I talk about them. The Axis of Evil comedians all have made feature films. They're independent films, and they are determined to change the image. And so I discuss that and their role in the future of trying to bring about, you know, to humanize not only Americans with Arab roots and American Muslims, but Arabs overseas as well.
A lot of the stories about Robin Williams' death included film clips from Aladdin, which a lot of people love, but I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on that movie and on how Disney has treated Arab characters over the years.
Historically, Disney has always vilified Arabs and began with Mickey in Arabia, a 1930s cartoon where Mickey has to rescue Minnie Mouse from a lecherous Arab sheikh. And you know, it goes all the way up through, and it includes Aladdin, a couple of other shorts, some Donald Duck movies with Goofy, the old cartoons. I think the one is called Crazy with the Heat, where in it there's an Arab with a saber that wants to kill Donald Duck and Pluto in this particular cartoon. I have a whole list somewhere. That's going to be my next venture, showing Arab images in children's cartoons. But with the Aladdin film, with the exception of Yasmin and Aladdin, and in the film they say, "Call me Al, don't even call me Aladdin." They did everything they could to anglicize the characters. And the only really bad guys were Jafar and his accomplice and the Arab palace guards who had these large noses and were overweight and not very nice-looking people. But it was the opening song, "I come from a land from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam, where they cut off your ear. If they don't like your face, it's barbaric, but hey, it's home." And we tried for 6 months to get a meeting with Disney executives. And finally, when we did, I remember I was at that meeting along with the late Casey Kasem. The executive there, you know, looked at us and said, "Why are you causing us problems?" I showed him all our correspondence, and I said, basically, "Why didn't you react or respond to this? Why didn't you at least agree to talk to us?" Anyway, it wound up they did change the opening lyric of the song, but equally, if not more important, I think we helped sensitize Disney, according to one Disney executive, to stereotypes of various groups, because with Pocahontas, they brought in quite a few Native American consultants, and they used Native Americans in the film. Now, I know it received a mixed reaction from Native Americans, but Disney went out of its way to try and make the film much more balanced.
Can you cite exceptions to this premise, stories where there were positive images of Arabs?
Well, sure. There's a wonderful movie called The Visitor, where, there's this kid from, I think he's from Syria, and he's in New York. He's an immigrant, and he's rounded up, put in detention, sent back to Syria, and you get an idea of what it's like. Some of the immigrants who were, in fact, rounded up after 9/11 and shipped back home. There's a Roland Nashif's film, Detroit Unleaded, about an Arab-American couple in the Detroit area. A touching, a very, very, very nice film. There's another independent film called The Citizen about a young man from Egypt who comes into the United States the day before 9/11 and, of course, is automatically considered a terrorist, as someone who was involved in what happens to him. That's by a young Arab American called Sam Cotty. And then there's a brilliant documentary called Fordson, Food, Faith, and Fasting about Fordson High School's football team, comprised mainly of Arab Americans. Most of them are Muslim. There are some Christians, but they're all from Fordson High School and some of the prejudices that they had to encounter on the football field. Now, that documentary is probably one of the finest I've seen about any group. It's just a very, very good film.
I can't help but observe that your talk at MSU will be on the anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Can you comment on how the anniversary might be observed in your remarks or in your presentation, if at all?
Well, there will be a moment of silence before my presentation, you know. I mean, we were all, you know, all of us lost a little of our hearts on that day, you know. And, it was not my, I was asked to come and speak at that particular time, and so that's how, and then I'll begin from there. I'm really looking forward to this trip to MSU. You know, I've been to University of Michigan. I've been to Wayne State. I've been to Eastern Michigan. And this, I'm looking forward to it because I think it's an important, you know, I have a lot of faith in young people. And I think that this is an important audience, the young people at MSU. I want them to know that I'm very much looking forward to being with them.
Jack Shaheen is the author of Real Bad Arabs, How Hollywood Vilifies a People. He'll be in East Lansing for a screening of the documentary inspired by his book on Thursday, September 11th at 5:30 p.m. in room 145 of the Communication Arts and Sciences Building on the MSU campus. Jack Shaheen, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.